Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and Neil and I are here today to continue our discussion on manifesting spirit energy and also take your calls for on-air psychic and numerology readings. So welcome to the show. Callers in the queue, we're going to be getting to your calls shortly, so please do keep your place in line. And a few announcements before we got started. We always invite you to follow us on our social media sites, Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. neilbakerpsychic.com is the web address. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about Neil, and you may call 562-596-7818 if you have further inquiries about readings. That information really isn't on the website, so you do need to call to find out more about that. You can read our articles on InnerSoulCafe.com. We really should be writing another one soon. Again, that's InnerSoulCafe.com. Those articles are also linked on our social media pages, so we do, again, invite you to join us there. 914-338-0164 is our call-in line for our listeners. So if you haven't done so already, please do join those that are already in the queue. Please press 1 after you've called in if you'd like to speak with us. All right, let's get started, Neil.
Well, yeah, we were continuing our discussion about spirits and angels and the content of where they, who they are, what they are. And I don't know, we covered the fact that angels really, they have very little to do with the earth. They were here before the earth. They were here during the creation of the planet, and they come really from a whole different element, a whole different realm.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about angels much on the last show. I mean, we've talked about them extensively on previous shows, but not on the last show. So I guess,
well, manifesting nice to... spirits and manifesting energies, which include the population of angels. I mean, we kind of put that into one kind of big, broad category. So the way to manifest it, if it isn't appointed or anointed for an angel or a spirit to come down to the earth or to a specific individual by the direct guidance of a higher superior being, then the question is, how can we manifest these energies or even begin to entertain the idea that we can have an experience with them? And more than that, some kind of interaction that results personally in our lives that changes our life. So the question is, how do we, what is the door to that? We were discussing what? That the door to that is
the third eye, of course.
Why? Because you need to have vision. A spirit can manifest into our physical realm. I mean, and what I mean to say is that they can generate enough energy to where they appear to us in our naked eye. But we could wait a lifetime for that.
Right. So you're saying without the activation of the third eye, spirits can appear. And then there's also an element of them appearing with an activated third eye. So that's a little bit of a difference, right? A spirit that will actually appear to anybody on the street versus a spirit that appears to someone who's activated their third eye somewhat versus activating to someone, or it's appearing to someone who's activated it completely, because you're going to be able to see finer details with a 100% activation of the third eye.
A rough draft metaphor would be, we could sit in front of our house all day long and wait for a kangaroo to come hopping down the street.
Oh, good. Let's do that today.
Yeah. But the more reasonable, logical connection would be that you get on a plane, you go to Australia where they're at, and you go into the wild, into the bush, and you locate one. Well, we could wait all day long for an angel to appear to us. Yeah, it's possible. But more than likely, you're going to have an encounter with the spirit being by utilizing the third eye. In other words, going to Australia, so to speak, going into the third eye realm, and then looking like a scuba diver into the water. And there, that is where we begin to see the manifestations of God's power and how we can look at his assemblage of his groupings of energies that he's created that are not necessarily in body. Body didn't come into form until us earthlings arrived in the scene. And that's not to say that we didn't come from other realms as well, but still in the earthly body, this is what we are. In the spiritual body, where the connection, association between the heavenly sphere or the astral realm and our earthly realm, that's where we encounter these spiritual beings. And they are innumerable. Their numbers are innumerable. I mean, it even says in Hebrews that their numbers are innumerable. So, and we have, I think, something like 300 references just in the Bible about angels. It's just too numerous to count. So they're in there and there, and if you're not prone, just go there for your research. There's plenty of other places where you could find out about the origins of spirits and energies and how we actually manifest them. Well, sure enough, one crude tool is our imagination. We've got to have, like Willy Wonka said, we have to have our imagination intact in order to create the very thing that we're desiring to see. So in that regard, whether it's like through Jacob's dreams or just through the everyday common man's dreams or woman's dreams, we get to encounter these energies through the use of the third eye. And of course, that entails what? The use of
The breath, of course.
Breath
to the third eye to activate the third eye.
So what kind of breath is that you you can explain the kind of breath we're talking? Is it a physical breath or is something different?
Well, it's different than a physical breath. I mean, it's much less active than a breath that you're going to use when you're exercising, for instance. And it's really a mental breath. It's directing a very light breath up through the nose to the third eye, and then a very slow exhalation of that breath to activate. And you know what I've noticed, Neil? The slow exhalation is really the key. I mean, yeah. It really, I can successfully activate my third eye without slow exhalation, but I have much more intensity in my experience when the exhalation is very, very slow. So that's when I see the most intense visions.
The breath, well, because the breath is sacred. We know that. Our breath is sacred.
Right, spiritus, I believe the root word is, I mean, the etymology for the word spirit is connected to breath.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we don't realize how emotionally involved we are with our breath, down to the very basics of life, until we are gasping for breath, and we want nothing
expires.
More. Gasp for breath, and you'll want nothing but breath. There isn't anything material on the planet that you'd rather have than just the fact of breathing. Now, when we get into this idea of how to manifest angels or spirits or guides, we have to assume that they too have emotions.
How is that so? Because they don't have brains. This is what's very interesting too, because there's so much knowledge and wisdom that spirits and angels can impart, but there's no brain.
Well, the manifestation of the spiritual realm from the brain to the spirit world is in regards to the electrical fields of the brain. The brain sends out electricity. That's energy. Emotions are energy. Even in the aspect of, I think it's Job, the book of Job, where it's claimed that angels have emotions. So when we get into that idea that angels have emotions and that they have knowledge of things on the planet and that they have a certain edge towards omniscient, well, it would be reasonably safe to assume that our connection to gathering the energy of angels, and incidentally, they're not meant to be worshipped. You know, tend to worship angels. That's not how we bring them in. Revelations alone will say you're not to worship. You're not really meant to worship angels. So you don't bring them in that way. You bring them into the essence of breath. If you're going to activate the energy, and then that breath, what does it do? It enlightens the third eye. So the third eye is intensely enlightened. And in that regard, we have a key now to the visionary world. Now, the third eye has the ability to manifest the spiritual realm. So you can actually manifest the spiritual realm with the third eye. People might mistake that with imagination, but these aren't vain imaginings. This is the concrete element of seeing through the electrical field of the brain and the emotional state of the spirit into the third eye.
But we're talking about when it's activated correctly, because there's a lot of imagination, I think, that goes on when people are experimenting with psychic energy. I mean, it's all over the place. So activating it with the correct breath and practice. I mean, it needs to be something that is practiced regularly, like anything else that you're trying to perfect.
Right. I mean, we can discuss it all day long. There's no real agreement or any actualized thought content that is exclusive to doing it one way. I mean, if we look at the history of peoples who have encountered spirits or guides or whatever, people make their living doing it. Maybe there is a consensual agreement that, yeah, there's a basic way to approach the angel world, but not everyone's going to do that. Some people automatic writing, some people the third ear. There's different ways to...
Well, right, but each person's going to be activated at different levels depending on how they come into the earth. I mean, some people are more psychic than others by nature. So it just, I think it depends.
Yeah.
You know, what talents you have innately.
Correct. And then, you know, in terms of the manifestation, some of us will immediately see an entity. And we're talking about any group of energies, angels, spirits, whatever they may be. Some of us may feel something first. There may, I sometimes hear a door opening and closing, a loud door like it slammed shut and it's startling. That usually happens in my sleep. Or there may be a mist that occurs.
It must be hard to sleep with a slamming door.
yeah, it can be. It all depends. Sometimes there's slamming doors, sometimes not. But the idea, too, is that sometimes there's a shift in the energy. There's a shift in the energy field. And you begin to feel something through every pore of your body, every hair follicle. You sense that something is around you. And it almost takes your breath away. And then from there, it gets into a more expanded picture of, in my case, seeing forms appear and then directing dialogue through the third eye.
Right. And I'm sure your forms, the forms that you see, are very detailed. I mean, color, 3D.
Well, yeah.
Generally.
There's been details, sure. Human-like, sometimes human-like, angel-like, spirit-like details, if you want to call details in specific categories. I know you've had experiences where you've seen energies on the walls, on the ceiling.
Right. So I activate. I mean, I work on this on a daily basis. And so what I see is generally, I mean, I see some light and color at times with my eyes open. But usually when I'm seeing forms, they're in a shadow or a light form with features. But I'm still, you know, I'm still expanding this. And
yeah.
So I'm not seeing full-fledged you know, well, human-like figures yet.
I see. Well,
I mean, they look like, I mean, the shape, there's, a form and a shape, but it's not, like, as if I'm looking at you, I have not seen spirits yet in that human full flesh form.
Well, it takes some practice, whatever, but when that time occurs, then there's the language of color, there's the language of messages, and it gets rather exciting. And that's one of the more aspiring things that we can do on this planet is to connect to the spirit world. I think it's fantastic.
One thing I do want to say before we move on to our colors, which we're going to do in about 25 seconds, is the sense of humor that spirits do have too, because I would have not believed that there was a sense of humor in spirits, but there is, and there's funny things that happen around us.
There is a sense of humor in spirit. Absolutely.
So it's very entertaining. All right, let's take our first caller, 631. Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you? Who's this?
This is Joanne from Long Island.
Hi, Joanne.
I just got in on the call at the beginning of the show. It's my first time here.
Great. Glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. What is your birth date, Joanne, first off?
December 5th, 1966.
1966, okay. And mm-hmm. What brings you to our show?
Curiosity.
Curiosity. All
I'm
right.
Close to you.
Yeah. Well, how did you find us? 5, 6, 7, 8, 18.
I mean, I'm always on Blog Talk, I've had a few hours before work, and I sent somebody to give a call in. And obviously, this is definitely one of the more educational shows, if you will,
Well,
and
that's nice to hear.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, definitely. I mean, spending some time before work, on this hot, steamy summer day, I'm hearing something that I like to hear. So it's definitely worth my while.
Glad you feel that way. Do you want a general reading? Is there a specific question? Because, it's anything that you choose.
Well, I mean, a general reading is always great, I like to leave it open to spirit.
Okay. We can do, she's a 30 equals 30,
yeah.
Right? And how old is she?
Right now she's 49.
49, sorry. I'm not.
I'll be 50, yeah, I'll be 50, yeah.
You're coming up this year, 50.
There's so many different ways, Joanne, to approach a reading in a general way. For the sake of time and urgency in that regard, one door through which we can analyze a person's energy is through their birth date, which is really a code. You're a master number 3, but it's based upon 30 years of karma, which means that around the age of 1996, you would have experienced some sort of change in your world, in your life, perhaps a move or a marriage, a divorce. Are you divorced?
I am, but it was post 96.
Yeah,
I wasn't even married
okay.
in 96, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm picking up a divorce around you. So, and I'm picking up a child, at least one child.
No.
And no loss of any children?
Yeah, but I never had children on this plane here physically.
Did you have a miscarriage or something like that or abortion? You don't
something
have to,
like, yeah, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
That's probably where that's coming from.
Yeah, that's okay. It's just residual energy, Joanne, that I'm picking up on. But
right.
You're, a person like you, very good with the public, very good with communicating. A heart and a soul that really manages helping people in a very strong, convicted way. So there's that element about you. Your curiosity has a sense of some form of education behind high school, but certainly, if not academically speaking, in terms of university, certainly self-taught. There's, an appreciation of many things in your energy field, the arts and museums and things like that, music, very strong content there. But I think on an instructional level, there's something about you that I'm picking up on, which could even include something along the lines of writing, but there might be some literary or writing aspect in you. Now, that wasn't fully expressed, then it was begging to get out and cracking through the seam, so to speak. And it maybe it didn't become full-fledged in your life, how you manifested it, but it's certainly in that element. There is a harsh departure of a mother. Is your mother crossed over?
No.
Is there anything about your mother that's sick? Was there a divorce within your parents? Anything wrong with your mother?
No, my parents were never married. But my mother, praise God, is alive and well.
She's alive and well. They never married. So did your mother, forgive me for asking this, because maybe you're not expecting to go, I don't want to get into too many personal details, but did your mother go through any depression? Was there any hardship that she experienced that you're aware of?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Joanne, can we get your mother's birth date just for fun?
Oh, sure. It's 11/28/42.
I knew it was going to be an 11. I knew it.
Yeah,
okay.
She's just like me.
Well, 21. Yeah, she is just like you. She's a 30 equals 3. That's funny.
Yeah, you know.
I'm very much like my mom. I really think I spent many lifetimes with my mother. I truly believe it.
I think
we just
so
kind of
too,
bounce off of each other, you know, good and bad. You know what I mean? Like, I love my mother to death, but I could never live with my mother again. But I think also a lot of people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm looking at this not only in your own divorce, but in the fact that your parents never really consolidated their relationship into a marriage, but the fact that your mom had a hard time, a hard life. Well, anyone can generalize and make such statements, but I'm getting this on more of a specific element of energy. Somewhere down in the pathways of your past history, I'm picking up somebody named Ed or Edward, but I don't know if that's somebody who's crossed over.
That's my father's brother, the only family member of his side that I actually knew, just to give you confirmation of that.
Yeah. So he's you know, I could be picking that up off of your energy field, or I could be actually sensing a dialogue with him specifically from the spirit realm. I'm not sure, you know, we don't have time to investigate it, but by all means, the energy came in on some level. There is some psychology or something to do with psychology somewhere, some doctor or something in the family background. Anybody involved in medicine that you know of?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So that's coming in. I mean, what I seem to be getting...
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. Severin. Yes. Yes, he was somebody very close to my mom and myself. He was a family friend, very close. He just crossed over. He was a psychologist. He just crossed over less than a month ago.
So you're connecting with spirits.
His name was Sheridan, though. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, that's such a blessing to know that you're connecting with him.
Connecting. Yeah, yeah. I never got to say goodbye
to him. He moved out of state over a year ago because he had gotten Alzheimer's and... Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah, you know, sometimes people get this idea, you're not there to say goodbye. I mean, not being there to say goodbye is somewhat disheartening, but what happens is that when people slip out of their body, they're traveling all over the place anyway, saying, I love my grandma. I didn't see her when she died. She came and haunted me, and I smelled her, and I didn't even know she was dead. He came up and told me your grandmother died today, and about the time she died. So it's very quick traveling. So you don't have to worry about that so much. I think the energy is very strongly connected to you. I'm glad you called. At least we were able to make a few connections.
Yeah, Joanne, you're always welcome to call again, or you can call after the show 562-596-7818 if you have additional questions. And we'd love it if you joined us on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook.
I do have a really quick question.
What's that?
It's just that I find myself to be very empathic, especially now with the work that I do, always more so with animals, very easily able to communicate with animals. Why is it more so now, the past couple of years, do I find it very easily to feel and sense and pick up what other people are actually thinking or things that are going on in their lives without them telling me.
Well, real quickly, Joanne, I was going to ask you about animals before.
Mm-hmm.
But my particular animal, whether I'm right or wrong, were cats. I was feeling a connection with you and cats. But the element of you being more psychic now has to do with the sixes in your year, which actually bloom out much further, well past the age of 30. Well, you've already 29. No, you're 19 years beyond there right now. So you're going to have a strong activation of the third eye in that regard. And talking about animal spirits, I mean, Kristen and I that's one of our hot topics, animal mm-hmm. spirits. And certainly, we
connect with
a lot
them.
Of evidence about that.
Yeah.
So, but it's because your third eye opens up. The older you get, the more your third eye opens because of that sixth quality third eye.
Okay, Joanne, we hope it's been helpful.
Thank you. Have a blessed Thanks. Day.
You too. Okay, 805, this is Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Fine.
Anyways, I want to thank you for the private phone reading the other day. And I got to say that, like, nothing's been the same since that reading. Okay, it's really, really strange. I've not been really feeling good. I've had the flu. But, you know, I've had a lot of, I was set in my ways, especially the last 5 years regarding the economy and that. And it's like the last 2 days I've kept thinking about, you know, the phone call that we had. And I'm like, my whole thinking is now changing. It's really weird.
Well, good. I guess it's good. We hope that when we do readings that, it activates changes, opens up things. It's all about opening up doors that may have been locked or closed or jarred a little bit. So we open that up.
I was going to ask, Cheryl, so your feelings, your discomfort with the banks, I know you'd expressed that on the radio last episode. Has that lessened since the reading?
Well, and let me tell you, yes, and not so much that. It's just the overall worry about what's going to happen, okay? Because what I saw was a lot different. And, you know, I've talked to Neil, but I've talked to people. I go, you know, up to Sedona a lot of metaphysical people, but something talking to him, and then it's like everything else kind of faded to the background. And I think I feel a little bit more optimistic. I'm saying not that everything is good, but I had a really darker view on what's to come. And
right.
It's not the same now.
Well, I think it's always important if someone is a very accurate psychic to take their advice to heart in all areas, because if they're, you know, getting validations in certain areas that are, you know, maybe about your personal life, so on and so forth. And then, you know, I would say that the information, if it's consistent, then, you know, that would travel into the other areas like world events and things like that.
Well, that's but you know, I've had someone like from the UK, and he's really good, and well, not as good, I guess. Okay, but he was good. But he was talking about like precious metals and that. And I, you know, I've gotten all kinds of different things. It's just something resonated and opened up differently, a whole new view. And I've been actually thinking about it for the last 2 days. I feel like I talked to him a month ago. Actually, time's like flown by so quick. But I just know exactly what it is, because, you know, I used to do a little TV out here, local TV, and I had James Van Praagh, his mentor, which a few people know him, but he was like really good name medium. He knew names, he was specific, but if I asked him about the economy, it wasn't really where his strong point was. So it's always about, you know, wanting to show that spirit exists. I think that's it for most people, showing that people do cross over and you know, that it's real. But I don't know what happened during that phone call 2 days ago, though, but something's clicked different with me. And I hope it's good, but it's more calm, that's for sure. I know it's more calm.
Good.
Yeah,
that's definitely good. That's definitely good. And if you are a reader of literature, Cheryl, Neil wrote a book called Occultus Liber, and it has a lot of secrets about the future of our planet. So, you know, this is an area of expertise in, you know, I mean, you're in it.
Well, you got to realize, I mean, it's a satirical novel.
It's a satirical
novel.
So
it may not be everyone's cup of tea, but.
yeah, you'd probably be surprised.
But if you're into dense reading,
It's
what's it called again?
It's called Occultus Liber. You know, the Amazon.com, Neil Baker, you can look it up, and all his books are there.
Okay. That's good.
You know,
I think it's interesting.
I must forewarn, it's dense, and it's not like it's a novel, but it's not. You got to be in your headspace for that kind of a read. You know, I'm not out to promote the book or anything. It's what it is, but not everyone's going to enjoy it. But it might, maybe there are people out there that would appreciate it. But and it is in a fictitious context. But when we get into Chris and I are working on a dense book of numerology. I think we've already got like 600 what pages?
We have probably about 750 pages of notes.
Yeah.
Type that were,
and all of this is about the economy and, I mean, the world.
The world,
and
yeah. I mean.
So the number systems that go deep through the layers of time and space and what numbers are just manifestations of energy from another realm. I mean, this is all fascinating stuff. We get to have the privilege of owning part of that time zone when we're born, and that becomes a personal code in our energy. But nonetheless, it's all a vast array of information, and I'm glad you called and gave us some information.
Just one last thing, maybe you'll hit on this one, but being into numerology, do you have a thought about the Jubilee? Or Shemitah, or do you address?
Yeah, you know, I think that there are elements of truth in all things because they all present a composite picture. So all the regions of the planet, all the regions of religion and thought and content hold a specific content of truth in it. I never have just ascribed to one thing, but in my vast readings and research, I have found sparks of truth in everything, from light literature to dark literature, from high esoteric knowledge to basic fundamental idealism. So I have found all of those aspects have certain energies in it that, you know, that on a personal level, I've incorporated parts of everything into my own system of thought.
Okay.
It's a brief answer, vague, but nonetheless, you know, it's there's some truth in what you're asking.
Well, thank you for your work. It's exceptional. And, you know, being able to talk to you for a half hour straight, I saw that. So I want to thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, Cheryl.
Thank you. You guys have a good weekend.
You too.
You too. Thanks.
Okay. 862. Is our next caller. Hi.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Jackie.
Oh, hey, Jackie.
Yeah, I'm calling from a different phone.
Yeah. What's your birth date again, Jackie?
12/5, 1965.
12/5?
1, January 5th, 1965.
Sorry. The connection cut out. 5/6/16.
1/5, January 5th.
No, we got it. I got it.
Okay.
I'm adding it up.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a 9A. Remembered that, but not the birth date exactly for some reason.
We're close to 66 and 65. So.
I know. Okay, Jackie, what's your question?
You know, I know that change is on the horizon and there's some changes that's going on with work. And I was looking forward to these changes last year. Now that it's being presented, I just want to know if this is just time and I'm ready to move on. I have things in my life that I have to get going.
Well, you know, Jackie, what's interesting about your life journey is you're about to complete the second cycle of your 27 years of karma, which is going to be happening this January. So in your soul is talking to you and saying, hey, we've got to get ready. We're about to make some major changes. Because there's a celebration whenever you come to the amount of your karma, which is your 27 years, when you duplicate that, in your case, 52, there's an odd energy that will start to happen. Now, you're feeling it at 51 because it's your inverted day and month, 5-1. And so you're starting to feel this energy. And indeed, 65 is an 11 or a 2, which brings us now to 5-2. And so you're starting to feel a kind of spiritual journey, something in the spiritual realm. Maybe that's why you reach out to spiritualists and psychics and all that phenomena. If something is going to tap into your energy. So I think what's going to happen is you're going to be revisited with old things that you can now clear up completely on any level of easiness to a little bit more difficult. But you're going to start to get things cleared up. Once you get those things cleared up, there may be a door that opens where you travel or you move. Now, the travel and the movement doesn't necessarily mean you have to take it, but the door will open and you'll start. It's like feeling the window opens, you feel the air outside and it invites you to go outside. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, but you still feel the air from within the house. You're going to feel this draft. It's going to be a strange thing. And the other thing is you might even have a visitation from the other side with somebody who's crossed over. It feels like a female that could just touch you for a while.
That's not what?
That's going to touch you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, a dream, an encounter. You know, somebody on the female, in the actual female element, like a mother or an aunt or a grandmother, no further than that. But there may be some indication there. Now, if they present some form of knowledge to you that has to do with helping you to work through your issues, take note of those things that you might encounter in a dream or a feeling that occurs. Do you have any sisters?
Yes, and they've been, like, very hostile to me.
Hostile.
Yeah. Well, the element of those energies, this is from some brief energy, if somebody crossed over, there's something going to clear up there. So if you had a grandmother or an aunt that you were close to, that could be energy that hasn't yet manifested exactly in your realm yet. Were you close to a grandmother?
I was close to both my grandmother and my mother, and like one of my very close aunts, but.
I don't know. I mean, it could even be mother. The zone in there, it's female, but we're assuming that it's here to help you.
Yes.
And it might be some clarity between you and your siblings. I'm not sure. It might be something in that zone. But more than that, because your life isn't just consistent, of course, you have other issues that you're concerned about. And those hopefully might be cleared up. The one thing I want to say to you is you've got to keep at least one house plant in your home.
I have plants everywhere. And, you know,
well, I'm seeing house plant. So my thought was, gee, house plant, I wonder if she's got them or not, but... So what I'm seeing is the abundance of houseplants in your home. That's an energy. They're living things. That's an energy that probably is going to help the spirit, whoever the spirit is, to feel more relaxed. That's your mother. Then it's your mother coming in. I thought it might be your mother.
I have her plants. I have her plants that she always started me out with and some plants that I got from the house. And I take very good care of them. When they're in the home, if they start to look different, I know that, you know, she's around and things are going on. I've always felt that with her plant. And I finally got a chance to go to my mother's house a couple of weeks ago. I had to get a court order. And the one thing that really got me, I walked in her living room, which was a mess. They have everything upside down. And I saw a pot, a big, giant pot, with the same type of plant was in it, and it was completely dead, and I was blown away that they let that plant die. They didn't even put the pot outside. It was just
it's just soil in the pot. But the plants I have, I've had them for 5 years now, and that's the dearest thing.
You know, real quickly, when my mother crossed over, she had a few plants in the house, and I decided to maintain them. And it's been like 10 years. And they thought they were going to die then, but they didn't. And I swear, they wiggle when I walk by. It's really weird, but they wiggle. And, you know, I keep them alive. So, you know, it's a strange, it's bizarre, but they know, and plants have an animal, they have an electrical energy field that they actually, there's even a book, Plants Talk to Us, something, you talk to the plants or something, some famous book came out, I read years ago too. And so there's some element in there that plants actually have, and they do have, even in the biological sense, they do have a sense of bleeding, of emotion.
Even though there's no brain.
There's no brain, but they, you know, the element of spirit doesn't require brain. It requires emotion.
This is what we talked about earlier in the show.
Yeah.
If you heard, you probably didn't hear the beginning of the show, Jackie, but this ties into our earlier conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So The Secret Life of Plants, I think it's called, as I recall. But they have a very, you know, they aren't going to talk to us on the level that we're accustomed to. But
right, I understand. I've always been my plants. I know. I know what the plants are saying. You know, even with the energy in the house. My mother plant is a medicine plant, and I've actually created many different plants from them. I mean, you can actually juice and use it for different ailments.
Yeah, you're a good soul, Jackie. So, you know, Kristen and I, we often, after the show in the evening, we'll touch base with the people we've spoken to.
I mean, on our personal level, not actually touch base with them, people that call us.
Yeah,
we check in with each other.
Yeah. And so we'll remember you and put out some energy in our discussion.
I just, you know, I know I got a lot of stuff to work through, and I'm trying to do what's right, Neil. And, you know, Kristen, I really am, but I'm tired of people taking advantage because it has affected me and my family. I've been saying that ever since my mother passed on, and I hope that she could come to me and tell me what to do because, you know, I want to put her affairs in order and put it the way that it should be. And there's been a lot of resistance, even though I've gotten permission from the courts, they're still being very defiant and vicious, and it hurts every step. So, you know, I hope that they could come in and help me with this because I don't want to be like everyone else. I'm not going to be like everyone else. So it's like a long suffering, you know? And I just can't imagine that, you know, my matriarchs and my family will want me to go through this. I need their guidance.
Yeah. I mean, your number system holds some form of controversy
in the
element, in the 11, 65, in the element having difficulties.
And the one, I mean, is not great in the month.
Yeah. It sounds like you have had some assistance from the courts and things, but you're still having some internal struggles. Just maintain, you know, it's not everything. This isn't what happens on the planet. Isn't everything. You do your best. You try your best. Your efforts will be rewarded. And, you know, you want to have a head behind those efforts and do everything you can logically do and passionately do. So you want to make sure of that, but don't overburden yourself with it, Jackie, to the extent that you're crushed by it.
So I'm just dealing with the wine now. I'm just letting it sit. The crushing already took place.
So,
got it.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. You know, because of the lack of time on the show, what Chris and I will do is we often discuss colors around the people we talk to on the radio show, we're going to put a, and you discussed wine.
Purple.
We're going to put purple around the energy. A purple is the color, too, of the blood intact, meaning it's the sacred energy of our life without it having to flow, without it having to turn red. So it's the purple element. It's the highest element. It's considered a high color in the astral field, too. It's usually connected to the crown, the seventh chakra. But but it's also the sense of sacred blood. So without having to shed blood, we're going to have a blessing put upon you that restores your blood within your body, that gives you a renewal without you having to be sacrificed for it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, Jackie, well, take care.
Just quick, the move that you see me making has to do with my mother, and I know it's going to be a lot of work when I get there, and I have options to take the move or not. I just don't want to compromise any further. Do you think it would be a good move?
I think a difficult. Sometimes a good move has difficulties in it. But
I know.
Apart from the difficulties, I think it will be a good move for you. As we speak, I'm encouraging the move, and I didn't know you were moving, or I didn't recall, or whatever. But that's what the message I was getting, that you're going to be moving or anticipating a move, and so it, to me, it feels like it's going to be a positive situation, and it's going to build a whole different energy for you, because the roots that we have on the planet, on the Earth, have different connotations in terms of geographical location. So I think it will be a good thing for you.
Yeah, it's not far, but I'm connected to the land there. It would be more sacred to me. That's why it's being held.
Absolutely, Jackie. It's a good.
I will house back up with her plants.
Yeah.
Because you cherish
that you have history with, but a good history, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jackie. Well, thanks for checking in with us.
I'll reach out later, Christian. I have some, you know, I got to get my finances together first.
Okay.
Because normally when I speak to you guys, I'm at work and I'm on my cell and I can't really ask personal questions.
Well, now it's a better connection. I remember last time there was a little bit of difficulty. So now.
I had a noise in the background.
Yeah,
Neil, please bless him. My kids need this move, especially my youngest one. He's going through a lot of stuff, and I know it's karma because he's connected to me in different ways, and I'm reliving his situation. I'm reliving my situation with him right now, so I know it's karma.
Yeah, that's what it is. But we'll do some energy work on him too. And
he's just like lost and hurt right now, and I'm trying to keep him encouraged because he doesn't know what's going on. I just recognize it now because now I'm in my mother's shoes. I went through the same thing when my mother lost her mother, and now I see my son has been going through my life. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
What's his birthday, Jackie? Real quick, and then we've got to close the show.
5898.
5898. I know we've gotten it from you before. 5898.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yes.
13.
Yes.
17. He's a 40 equals 4. Is that what you got? Maybe that one. 13.3.
Yeah,
40 equals
4.
Yeah, which is a high karmic number.
Yeah.
And he's only 18 years old. Right.
Yes.
So he's got some nice 18 there.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of hope in there. So we will definitely.
This helps.
He's
will
worth
help
the
us.
Effort. And this helps.
Oh yeah,
us.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. All right, Jackie. Well. Yeah.
Thank
we'll be,
you.
We'll be working on
could
it.
Could you keep me on so I could listen? I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're closing. So yeah, I will put you on mute. But we're kind of out of time here.
Okay.
So. I don't know. Any final words, Neil?
No, just I guess we're back on the air Wednesday.
Then you close
the show. You know, I don't want to put any final words. Continuum is where I think the essence is. So we'll continue our dialogue on Wednesday.
We will do so. Thanks, callers.